Good morning, everybody. This is the IDM Working Group 1. I don't know, it looks like it's just a staff meeting. Naila, are you there?
Yeah, Bart, hi, I'm here.
Hi, Naila.
And
we have two working group participants, in fact one, and one observer, I guess, yes. So I think what I'll do, just for the record, I'll run through, I have some slides. I will send them around to the working group itself. It's just a procedure update because we're right in the middle of a public comment period. So I've looked this morning at the latest public comment periods, and so it shows a way forward, and I want to go into the next steps of Working Group 1, and if there are questions, etc., please don't hesitate. If there is unclear, we can educate everybody now. Okay, let's go. Update. Public comments. The public comment period is open until today, and now, say, as of tomorrow, we go into the reply period. It is clear, my understanding is that we can anticipate the submission of at large. They had a meeting yesterday, they're finalizing their submissions, and that will be part of the reply period. So then at least we got, although there are just seven than anticipated, we got at least some submissions. That's already something. So of the six, one is a spam, and five are substantial. Four are generally in support with some... Good morning, Cheryl. So four are generally in support, say, from URIT, the Greek government, Uninat from Bulgaria, and Petko Kolov. So as I said, we anticipate a submission from at large. And in the, say, the public comments received to date, a couple of issues were raised, and so I just highlighted them. One was the application nominative automatically grant other cases, and I think this is from the Serbian CEO of the Serbian Registry. In my view, but I'm not sure, but that's maybe it's something for discussion this morning, it is, in fact, it's a variant issue. And say this, the evidence in support of the claim was that it's all about, say, geographic names, not country names. And if you look, for instance, to the Serbian IDN CCTLDs, it is an abbreviation of Serbia itself. So I don't see how this would work in cases of abbreviations that you automatically grant any other cases as named. It's, say, the list is about Belgrade and other elements, you know, which will change as when it becomes takes another form. So I think in that sense, my advice will be to the working group to consider this out of scope, and if not out of scope, it's part of the variant issue management, and which will be revisited. At a later stage, when it's clear what are the policy implications of it, we're not going to wait at it for it. So that was one comment. The second one was from URIT that, say, especially in the panels, time frames need to be included. That's right. I think that's a reasonable comment. However, at this stage, because they're just high-level principles, it's more a matter of implementation. Once we know what the methodology, etc., will be and the criteria will be of the panels itself, and then you can start thinking about timeframes, because then all the logistical issues can be included in as well. So that's more a matter of implementation. And as safeguard, as you may know, one of the recommendations is that the implementation plan needs to be endorsed by the CCNSO, so there are no surprises there. That's the main element of it, and the main reason to include it. And then the final comment I've seen, and that's from two submissions, is that, say, the language on the transitional arrangement needs to be clarified. I think if you read carefully, it is it's only one interpretation, but if it's unclear to people who read it, then we need to find and improve the language. So that were the main comments to date. As I said, all of them, all four, say, more general comments were greatly in support of, say, the methodology designed by the working group, so I think that's a good thing, including, say, the comment from the Greek government. So that was received yesterday. Next one, say, the next steps in the whole process itself on the, say, the IDM-PDP. First of all, it's finalization of the draft policy, so that's the work of the IDM Working Group 1. To produce a final report. I'll go in more detail in that one. That's the next slide. Once that's done and published, the issue manager of the whole process will combine the overall policy, so that's one part of it, and the second part of it is on the inclusion of IDN CCTLDs in the CCNSO. There is already a draft report out. That report needs to be finalized, will be sent to the working group, and then it's published and submitted to the issue manager as well, and then it will go into the interim report, which will be published and for public comment. So then you have an overall view of the results of the two working groups. So that goes out for public comment. Again, comment and reply period. And yeah, I still need to think out the schedule. I've been looking into it, but the intention is to have a final report for the CCNSO Council to be submitted 2 weeks in advance of the Beijing meeting, so they will have time to look at it. We have a session in Beijing to explain to the CCNSO members and other interested parties what it of the to provide an overview and ask questions for the say the overall policy itself, so inclusion of both, and then hopefully at the Beijing meeting the CCNSO Council will vote for and adopt the recommendations, and that's the first step in a very formal voting process. At the same time, once the chair of the CCNSO Council has received the final report, it will she will send it to the chair of the GAC to seek formally advice and or comments, and these will not be for the community, but will be directed at the board. That's the way a policy development process is defined. So after Beijing, we go into a CCNSO members vote, and again there is hopefully this time, and that's a bit of a concern for me. It's we have to date now 134 members. By that time, hopefully a little bit more, but there is a quorum rule in the policy development process that at least 50% of the members need to vote. So that's going to be difficult. Yeah, but that's why I wanted to use the CCNSO meeting in Beijing to mobilize people and send out pre-warnings, etc. So that's roughly the overview, and once the CCNSO members' vote is completed, it goes back to the council to as a due diligence check, and then it will be finalized, say, including all the votings, etc., and then it will be submitted to the board, hopefully by Durban. So then it should be completely done. After 4 years.
That's a big sigh for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you never know what's coming afterwards. Okay. In more detail, Yeah. In more detail, finalization of, say, the current draft of the report. As I said, the comment period closes today, and the reply period starts tomorrow and closes on the 9th of November. As I said as well, we anticipate in this period, at least one comment from at large, and after the 9th of November, there will be a summary and analysis. I've done it already, for the 5 ones, the substantial ones we received, and we'll update the current draft final report to include, some of the comments, like clarification of the transitional arrangement. I will send the updated version around the 16th of November to the working group in order for them to sign off on the final report, by the 30th of November. And once that's done, the final report is completed and will be posted just as it is, with no public comment, but just to inform the communities that this working group has concluded, its bit with regard to the overall policy. And then, as I said, going back, then the interim report will be published around that time and moving ahead. That's all I had to report to the working group. Are there any questions at this stage? No? Naila?
Sorry, I was on mute, but no, thank you, nothing from me.
Okay, then if there are no questions, remarks, etc., I think thank you for your attendance. You can go back. We closed the meeting.